This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, that's Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today we are going to be talking to Mark Deshane in regards to health and life dental insurance, and there's a lot to talk about, so I'm going to get to it. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Awesome. I wanted to, first of all, ask you a question because I know that a lot of what you do has to do with health and life and dental and all that great stuff, but a lot of people are really confused, and I'm probably one of them. What is the Affordable Health Care Act?
The Affordable Health Care Act was signed into law about 3 years ago, and it started out at 2,700 pages, and now it's 159 agencies and 20,000 pages. And like Nancy Pelosi says, I don't even think anybody knows what's in there. It
oh
is just
God.
A
the
a
most
octopus.
Ridiculous thing that she ever said on TV was, we got to sign the bill to know what's in the bill. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that was the only truthful thing I think she said.
You know, to this day, I'm sure she is just dying over the fact that she said that. It was probably, it was one of those things that you put on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about it, though. What you know, since a lot of people don't understand it, what is it about it that is going to be causing this roll-down effect that people don't understand that they really are going to be getting when they were told otherwise?
Well, they really, the goal or the intention of the law is a good thing. They want people to be insured. They want to make sure that you're not walking into an ER and having uncompensated care. So they want you in a insured basket, or they want you in Medicare, or they want you in Medicaid. They want you in VA, but they want you to be paying for your care one way or another.
Right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I understand.
The way they're going about it is just the wrong way to do that. It's actually the Affordable Care Act is just the opposite. It's making it the Unaffordable Care Act.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of like stealing more from those that have worked really hard to take care of those that aren't working at all.
Right.
Or at least not trying. How will it affect families as far as the access to health care?
Well, the access to health care, I think, for families is going to actually go down because the costs are going up. I don't think families are going to be able to afford it. So here's the biggest thing that's coming on here. The individual mandate kicks in this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2014. And that's going to say that if you don't have health insurance, you're going to be taxed, starting out at 1% of your income and increasing to 2.5% of your income in just a couple of years. So they're forcing you to buy a policy. They're kind of slapping you on the wrist saying, hey, buy a policy, which is great. But the things that they're adding in there, they're adding a bunch of mandates to what the coverage is. You have to have maternity. You have to have this. You have to have mental health. You have to have chemical dependency. So where people were, some people would drive a Kia and some people would drive a Rolls Royce based on what they could afford. Now everybody has to drive the Rolls Royce, and that's great until the monthly payment comes due, in which case then they're going to go, oh, I can't afford this. And some people, if you're 100 to 400% of poverty, will get some type of a subsidy, which in turn puts more pressure. So I'm going to be paying for my insurance and the guy that is less fortunate, and it's just making it even harder for me to afford my own.
Exactly. And, well, you also have family yourself. And, by the way, if anybody wants to call in and ask Mark a question, you could call 599-5555. If you're calling long distance, you could call 1-800-299-KTSA. And this topic that we're talking about affects every single one of us. It's a topic that everybody should be listening to, regardless if you think your company is going to be taking care of this, or if you're not employed. Whatever the case may be, this is something that affects everybody, regardless if you're a woman, man, young, old, whatever the case may be. It affects all of us, and so I would definitely listen in on this. As far as options, what are the best to protect, like myself, or to preserve my medical care?
Well, options. Let's talk about that. First of all, like I said, January 1st is the day that is D-Day. So what we need to do right now is get a game plan. We need to figure out: am I going to be with my employer? What are my employer rates going to be for not only myself, because the employer pays most of the employee's cost in most cases, but that dependent coverage is where they really hang out to dry. It's very, very expensive. So right now, I really encourage anybody who's paying for their own insurance on an individual plan, or anyone who is buying it through their employer, that they really need to take a look at that. And particularly the people on an individual plan, out of the six carriers, there's Aetna, there's Blue Cross, there's Cigna, there's Humana, United Healthcare, and Assurant. Those are the big six in Texas that are selling. Mm-hmm. Only one of those carriers is taking the approach that they don't want to bring Obamacare on board the first day. Almost everybody else is saying, oh, we'll enact it. We're going to bring it in as soon as possible. I have a letter here from a particular company out of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Should remain anonymous, but they're stopping selling.
I know who it is.
Begins with a D. They're stopping selling traditional major medical August 30th. That's like in 2 weeks.
What, they're stopping?
Selling the traditional plans.
Okay.
They're going to start already selling the Obamacare plans with an January 1st date.
Wow.
So you're not going to be able to, I mean, time is rapidly running out on your choices to get affordable insurance. Because what Obamacare is going to do, they're going to go to what we call metallic plans. You can have a bronze. It's the Granimals approach to healthcare.
Oh, no.
Match the tags. We have a bronze plan, and that's sort of okay. And we have a silver plan, and it's a little bit better. And then there's a gold plan, aren't you lucky? And then there's a platinum plan. And when you go to these metallic plans, I mean, I have advance rates for a company H out of Austin.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's incredible. $3,000 a month for a family of three. Not even just one child. It's the highest. So if 977, the lowest, up to as high as $3,000 on this particular HMO plan they're marketing.
And the reason why they're doing that?
Because the government is going to be subsidizing. You know, I think Blue Cross did a survey in San Antonio. 52% of the people here are going to get some type of a government subsidy due to their income. In the Valley, over 70%. So it's a big cash grab. And it's on the backs of the taxpayer because they're going to print more money, but eventually somebody has to pay that debt back, I think.
Exactly. So people don't understand that, even though you think, oh, okay, it's costing that much money, $3,000 for my family, but the government's going to take care of it, maybe about $2,500. And so really it's only $500. When it's all said and done, it's still money that's the government is having to take care of, which means ultimately taxes. And that ultimately means that you are paying for it. So don't
think it's a redistribution of wealth.
Exactly.
It's just another tax scheme. Yeah.
And so you're getting it either at the beginning or the end, but you're getting it somewhere. So as far as what happened to the employer mandate that the businesses with over like 50 employees?
Right. Well, a lot of provisions of Obamacare, you know, it's not been a popular law. We'll call it the Affordable Care Act, get the politics out of it. But mm-hmm. a lot of these provisions are very, very unpopular. There's been 13 major rollbacks. The most recent one is that employers over 50 were going to be forced to provide insurance for their employees. And that's why you heard of like Hostess and a lot of these companies cutting back to part-time workers and firing people and doing everything they could to cut their costs. I think one of the local bars that we might visit here in town has a lawsuit against Obamacare over this, over the workers, because it's a huge expense.
Oh, absolutely, especially for restaurants. They barely,
this,
you know,
place is a restaurant up on 1604.
There's a particular restaurant here in town who I know the owner of, who owns two restaurants. This owner told me that he's going to open a third restaurant, not because he wants to, not because of anything other than the fact that he needs that overhead
to pay for Obamacare,
to be able to offset the cost of Obamacare.
It's a crazy thing.
And he's going to use the same amount of employees to run three restaurants instead of two. But he needs that overhead just to, it's basically there to pay for the government's.
Right. So what they're doing is they've cutting the employer mandate, but you still as an individual have to have coverage. So it's really going to put the squeeze back onto the families that are listening to the show, that they have to be covered January 1st or they're going to start to be taxed.
Exactly. So how does this affect businesses?
Well, businesses right now have got a one-year pass, but really they should be planning to help provide some options for their employees. Their employees often haven't thought about this. If you take the average employee out there, he's
very,
you know, he takes care of his kids, he makes school lunch, he does the laundry, you know, he takes care of his family. He hasn't had a lot of time to really research this and really study it and come up with some options. So The most important thing I can say, if you're running a business out there, if you're providing benefits, that's great. If you're not providing benefits, your employees are going to be looking for options. You know, find a knowledgeable agent, such as the people at HealthLife Dental, the agents and so on, that can help you.
How can they get a hold of you?
They can call locally at 210-696-7900, or they can go to healthlifedentalinsurance.com and run a family quote right there and get some more information.
That is cool that you're able to offer that.
Yeah, it's instant
and
online.
And so they're able to type in their information, and boom, they get their...
We have spent a ton of money and a year and a half of preparing for this as far as the website. So we have one of the finest websites in the country.
And if you are driving around and you cannot write this down, don't worry. Tomorrow it'll be on KaiserHealthTalk.com. We'll have the podcast as well downloaded by then. As far as for what should somebody do? What are their like insurance options or their deadlines?
Well, let's talk about what really the options are. Okay, you're going to look at your job. If you have it through your job, you're probably going to stay there as the single employee because they're paying 75% of the bulk of your cost. For your wife and kids or your children, you're going to look at, you should go to a website like mine, take a look and see. In most cases, you can cut that rate in half. I have people that call me, the teachers, TRS, the teachers are all in a panic this month because this is when they do their enrollment.
Exactly.
It's $800 or $900 to carry a husband and one child, even the family rate. And teachers only make $3,000 or $4,000.
It cracks me up when it starts. It's kind of like my ex-husband had gotten a reimbursement from Medicaid. This is years ago, but when he did, he just started laughing. He's sitting in his office. I'm like, "What's going on?" He goes, "Look at this." He goes, "I just got a reimbursement. And the reimbursement doesn't even cover the cost of the actual product and service to be able." He goes, I'm not a charity. You know, I have to make a living. And so it was just kind of comical because it's coming to the point where insurance is, you're just working to pay for insurance.
Right. So they need to reevaluate their dependent coverage. If they have an individual policy, here's kind of like, I guess you could call it the October surprise. There's a 60-day rule in Texas that you have to be notified 2 months ahead of a rate increase. So sometime in October, even if you think you're sitting pretty in an individual plan, you might open the mail and have a heart attack and go, "Oh, my goodness, it's going way up." It'll say something like, "According to the provisions forced on us by the Affordable Care Act, we're having to add maternity, add chemical dependency, add alcohol, drug abuse, lower your deductible, do these things, and here's your new rate," and your eyeballs are just going to fall out of your head. I'm scared for people out there. So I do have one of the carriers that I work closely with that I've represented over 20 years has taken just the opposite approach. They're not wanting to embrace Obamacare, so to speak, right away. There's a lot of politics. This is still fluid.
Yeah, it's still
fluid. It's in
not,
play.
It's not solidified because there's just too much... there's too much that they're like putting ideas out there but not giving.
It's a lot of balls in the air, and
yeah,
nobody knows what's
going to
hit the ground and what they're going to catch. So
it's like, yeah, that sounds great, but how are we going to do it? How are you going to pay for it? They're coming up with great ideas. Yeah, it would be great to have insurance for everybody. But, you know, somebody could go to United Health Systems and still get care through CareLink.
University, right. Yeah,
yeah. And, so I'm still confused as far as why this has all come about, because people still get care regardless of if they have insurance or not. But we're going to be taking a break, and when we get back, we're going to be talking about premiums and some other great stuff that has to do with insurance. If y'all would like to call in, you can call 599-5500. The 1-800 number is 1-800-299-KTSA. You're listening to Lenore Kaiser at Kaiser Health Talk.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418. You could also reach them at the site, which is at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com, for all your corporate wellness needs as far as employee wellness. And today we're talking to Mark DeShane.
Yes.
I'll get
that's
that
a tough name.
Shane, I have to just think of that song. But we were talking about health insurance, and God, it's going to hit us really soon if it hasn't hit you already. And I wanted to get back to our questions, and one of the questions that I had for you are as far as what are the benefits that are the changes that are going to be coming down the road?
Well, part of the reason why these costs are going up is the guaranteed issue, which is a good thing that people can be approved. The maternity, normal maternity has not been a covered benefit in Texas on individual policies in at least 5 years. So they're going to be adding normal maternity. Now, in Texas, we've always had cesarean section under the Affordable Care Act. Right now, the policies that are in place that sold after 2010 have the well baby testing, or I should say the prenatal testing included. Okay. But they're adding these things that maybe you don't want or need, and it's like, why am I paying for chemical dependency if I don't drink or smoke? Or you if I'm why? Healthy, what they've really done is they've taken personal responsibility out of it. You could be paying the same price whether you're 800 pounds or fit as you are. I mean, it's just, why are they doing that?
Yeah, or, you know, I'm 45 years old, or 43 years old. God, I just aged myself. I'm 43 years old, and so, you know, why do I need maternity?
Right. Well, and that's another thing that they're doing to the young people. They're changing the actual ratio or the way premiums are calculated. Right now, they're using a 6-to-1 ratio. So if a young man, 21 years old, is about $80, 6 times 8 would be 48. So it'd be about $480 for someone like 64 years old. So there's a 6-to-1 ratio. They're changing in the law. They're meddling with the formula and saying, now it's 3-to-1. So now you're going to have a young person who's least able to afford it. I don't know if you remember when you were 21, but I had a park bench, a 13-inch TV, and a Mazda pickup. And if my apartment raised the rent, I could move in 5 minutes. I had a house plant. That was it. At 21 years old, I barely had anything. So goodness gracious, these are the wrong people to be raising the premiums on. The young people are going to be minimum $160, $180 a month.
Wow.
And so I don't think they're going to be racing out there to buy the insurance at that price, which is what they're hoping to water down the loss ratios of all these added benefits for the little bit older population. Uh-huh. I think it's going to implode. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think so either. I also know that there's a lot of, kids around 18 to 20, so, and they're going to college, and it really goes down to parents. So then,
they can stay on their parents' plans, but...
But dad and mom are having to fit the bill.
Well, the problem with that, another little thought, that sounds great. Let's keep them on the parents' plans. You know what happens? A lot of these 24-year-old women end up having a child, and babies of babies are not covered under their plan. So it creates every time you squeeze a balloon somewhere, it pops out with another problem somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all these good intentions have really backfired, I think, in many instances.
I am so freaked out at the fact that it's the new law about keeping children. I'm going to put a little, you should see my fingers right now, and children till they're 26. I'm like, 26? I was running a business. I was at my own home. I'm 26? You're not a child. You're an adult.
We get some calls from some 40 and 50 year old mothers that are buying health insurance for, they're doing the legwork for their kids.
No, I'm sorry, but you need to kick that bird out the nest. So what does that do to our premiums?
Well, I think right now, literally, I mean, my typical plan out there, a $5,000 deductible, which may sound like a lot for people, but my typical plan, if someone were to call me up, I'd say, hey, look, let's do a $5,000 deductible. Let's self-insure you for the rest. We have such a good savings. The typical family around San Antonio can come in around $400, maybe less if they're a little younger.
And that's still expensive for them.
It is, but what's going to happen with this new law is you're going to have rates that are going to be certainly double that. I've seen Portland, Oregon's rates. I've seen California. I've seen some rates in Colorado. These rates over here for Austin just horrify me. I'm almost wondering if this is a fantasy. These rates are just, when I saw this, could not believe that the lowest plan that they were going to sell is $977.27 for three people.
And just out of curiosity, where did you get that information?
It was emailed to me on the DL. You know people in the industry.
Top secret.
And they knew I was coming on the show, and they said, you need to know about this.
And this paperwork is very official, and it is from an insurance carrier.
Right from their workbench.
That I work very closely with here in San Antonio. They're one of the biggest here in San Antonio. So what is what is this going to do to like our insurance rates?
Individuals out there are going way up, particularly young people. People that are on groups, you're still going to see 20 to 30%, no doubt. The advanced copies of this other stuff is very, very high. Like I said, I couldn't believe my eyes what's going to happen. When the exchanges are set up, I got exchange certified today. I've got a little certificate I can put on my wall now that says I'm smart enough to sell the health insurance a la Obamacare. You know, let's just sit there and watch this little slideshow.
He actually read all 20,000 pages. We have a caller on the line, so I'm going to get to her. Her name is Beverly, so let's see what she has to. I'm sure she's scared out of her wits. Hi, Beverly. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm one of the people that the gentleman was just speaking of that's got the high deductible. I'm individual, self-insured for the last 15 years, and explain a little bit, and I'll hang up, and he can explain the health exchanges that we're Texans aren't going to be able to access, I think, because of the Perry refused to participate. And I've been trying to follow to see how it's going to affect, you know, my plan, and which is with United Care Golden Rule. It's the cheapest one I could find for $240 a month. And I wondered, you know, how that. Is that going to ever change, or are we going to be able to shop state lines to get better deals than be stuck with those six and ten, like he was talking about?
Okay. She's got about four different items in there, so I'll try to address those.
My main concern is about health exchanges, you know, if that's going to open up the lines of competition. I guess that's what I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Okay. Well, first off, health exchanges are really not a new idea. Websites like mine at healthlifedentalinsurance.com, a person could go in online and type in their basic information, their birthday, whether they smoke, their height and weight, their zip code, and it will calculate a rate from all of the carriers. I have all six major carriers. So we're already able to shop over 100 plans online, and that's been out. Goodness gracious, I remember, I want to say it was 2003, 2005, a company that I get that quote engine from, Norvax, had that. And at that time, I thought, boy, what a crazy idea. You know, if you can't see somebody face-to-face, this will never work. But today, everybody is shopping online and looking for the best value. So the first thing is, the rates are the same everywhere, no matter where you purchase.
Okay.
Now the difference is between an exchange and not an exchange has to do with your income. If the government says that you're between 100%, which is around on a single person around $11,000 a year and some change, and 400% of federal poverty level, which is about $45,000 a year, then they're going to give you a handout.
Okay.
You know, they're going to say if you're in that income category, we're going to give you half of your premium paid or 30 of your premium paid or so on. They're going to subsidize you with a tax credit. Basically, the IRS is going to pay part of your bill for you. So that's what an exchange is. Now, when they do that, then the government, since they're paying part of your premium for you, they become the part of the purchaser. Kind of like that's dad going to help you buy your first car. Now he's got some say in what kind of car you're going to buy.
Okay.
So they've added all these new rules of what you can and can't get. You can purchase the same plans off the exchange, and that's where you don't need to go to the exchange whatsoever if your income does not fall in that category, because you're not going to want to necessarily fill out a 21-page report of your oil and gas royalties and how much money Uncle Harry left you in stocks and open up your whole financial checking account and everything to the IRS. But that's what you have to do if you go through the exchange. So you can purchase a plan without going through the exchange if you don't meet those income levels. And I think you'll end up with a slightly better plan. You will be able to keep this year your high deductible. That law was just changed. As a matter of fact, in the 20,000 pages, nobody noticed that they repealed that back in February. And it was just last week that it was out on the news that they figured out that you don't have these cost-sharing limits now. They were going to make it to where you could not have a total out-of-pocket of greater than $6,300. So a plan like she had would literally be outlawed and illegal.
Wow.
Meaning that you had to buy more insurance. If you had a car insurance, for instance, you had a $1,000 deductible, it'd be like your lender coming back and saying, you have to have a $250 deductible or you have to pay off your note.
Okay.
So that makes you buy a higher, a more expensive policy. But what you should be looking for right now, I think, is I like the idea of self-insuring. I think it's personal responsibility is great. I would be buying a policy or looking for a company right now that's going to guarantee your rate until a year from now, till December of 2014.
Well, and when I say self-insure, you know, I have a $7,500 deductible, so I can keep my premium through this United Healthcare. Golden Rule is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So, I've got insurance, but you know, I have to pay the first $7,500, and that's what I have to do.
Yeah, that's if in a catastrophic situation, that sounds like a lot, but it's not much. But the thing that concerns me about that is, not out of the six carriers, very few of them are going to be guaranteeing that rate beyond this Christmas.
Okay.
What a lot of them are going to do is come back and change your policy. I call it the Cinderella effect. You're driving along in your carriage, and at midnight it turns into a pumpkin. Most of the carriers out there on New Year's Day are going to turn you into a pumpkin and say you have to meet Obamacare rules, and they're going to change your existing policy on you without your consent. The only way that they can't do that is if you have a grandfathered plan that you purchased prior to March 23rd of 2010.
2010. Okay,
yep. So if you've had it 3 years plus and have never made any significant changes to it, then you're exempt. But most people out there, that's not the case, and they're going to change it on you. So one of the carriers that I work closely with, Assurant, they're taking the approach that they're not going to change your plan until the last possible second, which will be December of next year. So another whole year of through Obamacare without a rate increase, and that's going to be to your advantage.
Awesome.
And you can find that on your, usually, I don't know about everybody else, but I'll do that e-health insurance where you, like you said, you Google, e-health insurance.
It's certainly a good site, and I recommend it. The only difference between them and myself is that I am here locally, and people at the e-health would maybe be a large staff of people in a phone room, whereas a local agent, someone that you'll be calling with an ongoing basis, a one-on-one relationship rather than just a staff,
Right. And I understand it. And all this time, and thank you for explaining the exchange. I always thought, e-health insurance, like you said, you put in there what you are and how old you are and your basic information, and then it informs you which one, or you could shop through. And I thought no matter what your income, because mine's considerably more than the 45,000. I thought we would also be able to have, I guess, more competitive rates. But you're saying,
and about 50 other million people that voted for Obama thought that thing too, and it's just not—it's not going to work out that way.
Well, I didn't say I voted for him. I did not say that. But anyway, thank you for explaining that, and then I wrote down your website so I can check. I live in Austin. And check and see if there's some better deals that lock me in if I'm not grandfathered.
Awesome, Beverly.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Beverly. And I'll give Mark your phone number, and he'll follow up with you, okay?
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
You have a great day. Well, it's a scary thing, that's for sure. But we're going to be taking a break, and so when we get back, we're going to be talking about insurance options. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, that's Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. I'm too busy talking to myself. Today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418. And you can also reach them on their website, which is kaisermedicalmanagement.com. And if anybody wants to call in and ask Mark a question, you can call 599-5555. If you're calling long distance, it's 1-800-299-KTSA. And we are back, and we kind of went on a little tangent with politics, and I love talking politics because it just riles me up.
Well, if you like politics, I've got a lot of politics bottled up inside that I can just let it loose.
So, yeah, I do, because you were giving me some input what's going on Obamacare, on the government aspect of it. So I want you to kind of share that, because I don't think a lot of people know that.
I was an agent since 1989 here. I'm really proud of the fact that Texas has a Texas health insurance risk pool. A lot of other states tried it. Theirs failed. We have a great risk pool. It's been in business for 13 years, and it's subsidized.
For somebody that doesn't know what that means, what does that mean?
That means that irregardless of your health, you can get a policy issued to you. If your child was born spinal bifida, you can get a policy issued to you.
And so some people don't realize that. And so really, in all essence, Obamacare is unneeded. Am I correct?
It is in Texas. We've had guaranteed. If you don't have access to group, if nobody will insure you, they'll step up and take you.
So again, this is already something that's been in place that people probably, a lot of people don't know. And so the whole regard to the Obamacare is simply
it's
just
a waste. The Republicans have had the answer since 2000 here in Texas. We've done really, really well, and it works. Now, in contrast, the risk pool works. They charge double the normal rate, but they'll take anybody. Okay, mm-hmm. And then they look at a company's market share and say, "Oh, Humana, you did 18% of the business. We lost X number of dollars." Kind of like a condominium, we're going to assess you 18% of our losses if you want to do business in Texas. And they happily pay up, and it spreads the risk equally based on a carrier's market share. It's perfect.
Correct.
Okay. It's worked. Now, in contrast, Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, has already gone broke.
And a lot of people
the
don't know that.
Pre-existing, it's called PCIP Texas, Pre-Existing Condition Insurance Plan. They gave it $5 billion, not million, billion dollars, and they expected 400,000 people nationally to sign up. Only 116,000 signed up.
Wow.
So about a quarter of the people enrolled that they thought. They thought that $5 billion would get them all the way to this Christmas.
Surprise.
It closed to new enrollment February 16th.
So that's basically a month and a half in.
Yeah, it just collapsed. And not only did they say they're not enrolling any new people, they actually went back after the providers and said, hey, look, we owe you X number of dollars, but this is like a bankruptcy, so we're only giving you 50 cents on the dollar for your treatment, and left the doctors and the hospitals, the chemotherapy, all the people, hung them out to dry and cut their reimbursements. That is unbelievable. That is the reason why Texas did not expand Medicaid up to 138%. There's this 100%, 400%, but, you know, that's why Perry and a lot of these Republican governors said, we're not taking your catnip, or we're not taking your voodoo. We don't want to be part of this, because
absolutely
the government,
not.
You know, cannot man. They can't manage a post office.
Exactly.
You know, can't manage Social Security.
They
so.
Can't even balance their own account. So,
but they can print money.
Yeah, that's very true. So, what else a lot of people may not know about as far as.
We need to come up with some options. I mean, let's talk about what the real options, what families should do now that are listening, okay? You've got to protect your kids. My child, you know, had an emergency. You've got to take them. You can't go in with, you know, run around with no health insurance. Stuff happens. So here's your real options. Employer base, individual plans. My website is a little more sophisticated than eHealth. It gives you a more accurate rate, Health Life Dental. If you put in that you have high blood pressure or that you take cholesterol meds, it will preload or prefigure a more accurate rate. I have plans, on the other hand, that it doesn't matter what you weigh. You don't have to have a Social Security number. There's only four health questions. So if you need coverage and you've been scared to apply, you've been uninsured, now is the time to get in. Now is the time to get yourself something.
And if somebody wants to call you again, how do they reach you?
They can call 210-696-7900, and a licensed agent will take down the information. We do a screen sharing program. It'll be just like we're sitting face-to-face with you, and we'll walk you through the site together and kind of be your tour guide through the mess of healthcare and make sure that you get the right value and the right plan.
And what is y'all's website again?
HealthLifeDentalInsurance.com. And you can put little dashes in there, like the commercial says, or you can scrunch it all together.
Yeah, I was like, dash.
Or if you're not a very good typist, some of us type with one finger. You can type H for health, L for life, D for dental, INS, which is short for insurance.com, and that gets you there too.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
HLDINS.com.
Okay, great.
And I think even my phone number, 210-696-7900, I bought that one, .com, will get you there as well. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was pretty smart on that.
You were. Yeah, the 696-7900. I like that number. It's nice and easy. And so give me a little bit more information as far as an employer, things that have to do with employers, the relationship with employers and insurance and how that's going to be an effect on them.
Really what I think we're going to be moving in the future to away from defined benefits, meaning that your employer says, I have a $2,500 deductible plan here, buy this. I think we're going to go to defined contribution. It's just kind of like they're going to give you an allowance and let you pick and choose the benefits that suit your need. So I think that's the real buzzword today from the employer standpoint is I need to get a handle on costs. I can't just have these escalating. I can't print money like the government does. I have to balance my checkbook every month and meet my budget. So when they can give people a fixed amount of help that they can budget for and they know their costs, that's better for business. So
I actually think that's a very smart idea because it still puts the responsibility on the individual, meaning that, if this is how much money you have to spend and you need to budget yourself and just like
it's an allowance, just like with your kids. Here's what I'm going to give you and the rest of it you got to come up with on your own.
And if you're not taking care of yourself, then that's something that you need to have a Jesus moment with.
and
deal with. But as far as if I can't afford like traditional major medical, what's going to happen?
Well, that's a good, Assurant's been working on that since 2008, and they're really the leader in that area. They have a fixed benefit plan, which is kind of like when I was a little kid, our health policy, we'd open them up and they're like accordion piece of paper with a bunch of numbers on it. I'll call it as a menu plan. If you have a broken hip, it pays this. If you're in the hospital, it pays so much a day. These old-fashioned type plans like bell-bottom pants have come full circle. They're exempt from Obamacare law.
Mm-hmm.
So now basically the insurer is saying, we're going to throw money at the problem. We're going to give you the network discount, the PPO, so the doctor can't charge you or the hospital can't charge you $600 for an aspirin. They're going to charge you a fair price for the health care. And then they're going to give you a set dollar amount of money to solve each problem. It may pay more than what the hospital charges you. It may pay less than what the hospital charges you, but you have a set amount of money you can count on. These plans are exempt from the law. They allow you to get insured with only four health questions, and they have no deductible. So they're for the healthier, more fit, younger crowd. It's very popular because a lot of people go, I never spend $5,000 in a year. That'll never happen to me.
Yeah.
But they want some immediate. If I'm paying money out of my pocket, I want something that's going to do something for me right now. I want some doctor visit coverage and some drug coverage. And if they say, hey, my cough sounds bad and I need a chest x-ray, I want coverage for that.
Absolutely.
So it has those first dollar coverages. And that's a very growing and popular thing. And that might, as a matter of fact, it might be all we can get in the future.
Well, I'm going to take us to a break real quick, but when we get back, we're going to be talking about how this is going to be affecting us as far as our access to doctors. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today we're talking to Mark DeShane in regards to health insurance, the changes that are going on, and things that you may not even know about. We've been talking quite a bit about a lot of scary stuff coming down the pipeline, but as far as access to doctors, what's going to happen at this point?
Well, with a lot of newly insured people, I think there's been a lot of pent-up demand. And I think it's going to create a huge, huge demand for appointments. You bring 32 million new people who've never had insurance before. It's like bringing them into a candy store. They're going to go, oh, I want that. I want that.
Well, there's some crazy stuff that they're adding on there, like, cosmetic surgery and
transgender surgery and just.
Yeah.
But just people who have never had access to doctors, which is a great thing. There are going to be not enough doctors, and there's a shortage predicted of 100,000 primary care physicians by 2025.
Absolutely, and there's less and less doctors, people, you know, going to school to be doctors, and you really can't blame them. I mean, they're having to have so many insurance to cover them for every realm, and then they have these other people that are under them, but they're the ones that are going to have to cover.
And they're drowning in red tape. They spend 30% of their time filling out paperwork.
Paperwork, taking 3 months to more to get paid, and then being told, no, you're not going to get paid that. You're going to get paid this. And that's just the way it is. Before I was anywhere in the medical field, the only way I could explain to somebody that was not in the medical field was saying, okay, let's just say that you worked 40 hours and you came to me with your little time slip, and then I went back to you and said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay you 40 hours. I'm only going to pay you 20 hours, and you're going to have to explain these 10 hours if you want to get paid. And the other ones, they weren't necessary. And so right. How would you like getting paid that way? And by the way, it'll probably take 3 months to get paid.
Yeah.
So live the life of a doctor. I thought that some of the information that you put in front of me was pretty interesting as far as the top 10 things people go to a doctor for.
Right. The Mayo Clinic did a study over a five-year period of 142,000 doctor visits. The top 10, skin disorders like cyst and dermatitis and acne, a joint disorder like osteoarthritis, back disorders, cholesterol problems, upper respiratory infections, anxiety, depression orders, chronic neurological disorders, high blood pressure, hypertension, migraines, headaches, and diabetes. Of course, that's very prevalent in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, and that's the top 10. I could see where I could see a lot of this from lecture requests that we get at our company with Kaiser Medical Management. These are requests that we get for lectures.
And they're items that can now, with new telemedicine over the last 10 years, I mean, Fortune 500 companies that are self-insured were looking for ways to cut costs, and they have pioneered a new way, a new delivery. Telemedicine is Marcus Welby meets George Jetson. Marcus Welby, he's always available, he's always there, makes a house call, so to speak. And George Jetson's high-tech. You don't even visit the doctor office. You just use your iPhone and away you go.
And so do you all offer that?
We have a product on the website called 24-Hour eDoc, where it is a virtual doctor visit through your cell phone or through your video chat.
Is it affordable?
Barely over a dollar a day for an individual or less than $2 a day for a family, and they get unlimited visits with no consultation fees.
Well, there you go. So if this is a great option for somebody that is, you know, struggling, maybe unemployed or just needing that.
And they don't
extra
want to walk around sick.
Exactly.
And they need to manage a condition.
Well, how do they get a hold of you again?
They can call 210-696-7900 or visit us at healthlifedentalinsurance.com.
Awesome. And you are listening to Kaiser Health Talk. I appreciate y'all listening. And this is Lenore Kaiser.